Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
I've been following the news about this new baby rhinoceros. I did not know they had a rhino over there. Now they got a mama and a baby. Cassie, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you. We're very excited.
I said they have a mommy and a baby, but I guess there must be a daddy around there somewhere then too, huh?
There is. Actually, we're really fortunate in the fact that we actually have four eastern black rhinos right now, and there's only 57 of them in North America. So we're pretty fortunate to have mom, baby, dad, and then we have an additional female as well.
Yeah, right. And so this little baby, and the pictures are online on the front page of the Tribune. It's just like adorable. How old is, what's the name of the new baby? I see it, but I want to make sure you pronounce it correctly.
Her name is Hazina.
Hazina.
Which means treasure, because she is treasured by all of us here at Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. And she was born on March 19th at around 4:52 a.m.
Got it. And then she then kind of evidently was hidden away from the public for a while. Is that right?
Yes. So we want to make sure that that bond between mom and calf is really strong. So we're pretty hands-off with them, honestly. Like, we're able to monitor them via camera and monitor all of their behaviors. But we want to give them at least, you know, anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks, depending on temperatures and all of these other things, to make sure that she's hitting her major milestones and make sure that that bond with mom is really strong and intact.
How do you know what the major milestones are for a rhinoceros? How do you know anything about a rhino?
Well, we do a ton of research. We're very collaborative with our zoo partners and then also our species survival plan, and that's the big wigs of the rhino world, essentially. So all of the rhino geniuses kind of come together and form this species survival plan and look at genetics and behavior and husbandry. So we're really collaborative in that sense. And then we also have really great relationships with field partners that are actually studying wild black rhinos in Africa. So all of that combined with an amazing animal care team, veterinary team, nutrition team, animal welfare team, all of that combined makes for like the best welfare for these guys right now.
Yeah, right. And with just 57, you said in North America, is that right? Then the whole world must know about this, at least in your community, right?
Yes, this is definitely a big deal in the zoo community for sure. But, you know, like you said, worldwide. I just recently talked to somebody who's in Namibia this morning and was congratulating us on our calf. So it is definitely a big deal. And 57 for sure in North America, but worldwide you're only looking at anywhere between 800 to 1,000 left of these animals.
Is that in captivity? What about in the wild?
That is in the wild and captivity, in captive management.
I understand that the horns for these animals are prized, and that's why they are poached or killed off in the wild. Is that what happens?
That's accurate. Yes, their horn, it's just keratin. So it's like your hair or your fingernails. It's just really densely compacted. But there was a big economic boom in the 70s, and essentially what we saw is that we lost like 98% of the world's rhino population, and that's all of the species, and we lost a lot of them. So slowly but surely, they're all making comebacks, and so you see that with the southern white rhino, which is the other African species, as well as the greater one-horned rhino, which is another Asian species, and eastern black rhinos, which is the one that we have here at Lincoln Park Zoo. They are still listed as critically endangered, so it's a slow process, it's a long gestation, but slowly but surely, we're building up numbers.
What's the gestation? How long is a rhinoceros pregnant before it delivers?
16 months, generally speaking.
And then how big
is
the baby when it's born?
So typically, we had a female calf this time, but she has two older half-brothers. And so the boys were around 75 pounds. She was a little bit of a nugget, and so she was right around 60, 65 pounds.
Oof. Okay, and so then how big do they get and how long do they live?
So mom is running right around 2,100 pounds right now, which is about average size for a female, but males can be up to 3,000 pounds. As far as lifespan is concerned, generally speaking, especially within zoo communities, you see them around 40 to 45 years old.
So 2,100 pounds. Yeah, yeah. 2,100 pounds, 3,000 pounds, 45 years. Wow. So this is then an animal that you are going to care for a very long time, or will the animal eventually be placed in the wild or on some game farm? No, not a game farm, but some, you know, protected land. What's the plan for Hazina?
So we, again, will kind of revert back to talking to the species survival plan. And what we will do is really what we're looking at is sustainable populations within North America. So she's going to stay with mom till she's minimally at least two, because that's what they would do in the wild, stay with mom. For female calves, they can stay with their mom even longer and watch mom, you know, breed for the next calf and have the next calf. So they tend to be the big sister. Whereas if it was a male calf, he would leave after 2 years old. So we'll see what that ends up working out for Hazina. But we'll be in talks with the species survival plan, and actually have been well before she was even born, and see what the best descent is. But she will stay within the zoo community and continue to build the sustainable population within zoos.
Within zoos, but maybe not in Chicago, huh?
We'll see. We'll see how the cards fall.
Sure, sure.
You want to make sure that, like, when we're looking at genetics, we're not looking at genetics for, like, next year or 2 years from now. We're looking at genetics for 100 years from now and making sure that we're making the best choices now to set ourselves up for success.
Yeah.
100 years from now.
Well, that's interesting. So you say the species survival plan. So, right, if this animal stayed in and bred with the five animals at the zoo, that wouldn't be the sort of genetic diversity you want. So best that this animal then be placed in somebody not related to her for the expansion of the herd, right?
Correct. And these guys tend to be solitary by nature. So like white rhinos, again, the other African species, you see them living in herds, or crashes is actually what it's called. A crash of rhinos. It's one of my favorite terms.
Oh, yeah.
But black rhinos tend to be solitary by nature. So you usually only see mom and a calf, or mom and two calves, essentially. So we'll see what that ends up looking like, and you know, when she's about two, three years old, once she's fully weaned.
A crash of rhinos. That's perfect. But that head of theirs with the, will this have two horns then, or one horn? This
two horns.
Two horns. Yeah, and they look like dinosaurs. They look like stegosauruses, but they're mammals. Are they related in any way to dinosaurs?
I mean, rhinoceros as a genus goes back far, right? So as you're kind of following lineages back, not necessarily dinosaurs, but, you know, you think about like the woolly mammoth, the woolly rhinoceros, and kind of you can follow them back that way.
Are they related to hippopotamuses?
So they're all pachyderms, which basically means thick skin. So they're all kind of in the same family group of them. So elephants, rhinoceros.
Saw in the paper.
Hippopotamus, all of those guys.
Yeah, and the skin on these things, at least when they're adults, is 2 inches thick. Is that right?
It can be, definitely. So if you look at like their faces and their legs, it's a lot thinner on those. But if you think about the fact that they live in Africa, think about your major predators in Africa, right? So lions, leopards, things of that nature. And so historically, those animals are going to kind of jump from behind. So their hides on their hindquarters and up on their torso and shoulders, it's really thick. So basically, if you put three fingers together, that's about how thick that skin is on those areas. And then, like I said, it thins out on their legs and on their faces and behind their ears. So it varies, but yeah, those hindquarters, definitely thick skin, 100%.
Cassie, how much fun for you and the staff to have a new baby rhino there? I mean, clearly, it's quite obvious this is your life's work. You're so knowledgeable. I'll bet you all are really good at it. What a thrill, though, to be working at a place that has a baby.
Oh, it's amazing. It's such an experience. And this is our third calf here since 2013. And some of the staff has changed, but the ones that have been here for all three, like, we couldn't be more tickled that we have a female calf of all things on the ground now. And it's been a huge learning experience for everybody. We're so excited, and I mean, having an Eastern black rhino is a huge deal, but then when you're able to have a calf on the ground and all of the work that goes into the breeding, the introductions, the repro care, all of that. Like, this is the culmination, and this is what you get into the field for.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, what a great resource the Lincoln Park Zoo is, too. Admission is almost, is it always free to the Lincoln Park Zoo? And what are
Admission
my
chances? Admission is free to the zoo.
Yeah, and then what are my chances if I go of seeing either of them?
So her temperatures are going to be a little bit more stringent. We'll keep an eye on her a little closely. But generally speaking, for the rhinos, they always have the option to go in and out. But as long as it's above 50 degrees for the calf, she will have access to come in as go as she please inside and outside.
Okay. 50 degrees, you said? 50?
50.
Yeah, right. So as it gets warmer, the chances will be better of seeing any of the rhinoceroses. You have five, you said, right?
We have four currently.
Four. Okay. All right. Anything else
but
we should know?
Even if she,
go ahead.
Even if she's not out, we've got two other adults, and they're usually outside on the north side, and it's just as exciting to see Lulu or Tenzi as it is to see the calf, truly.
Can we get them to kick a soccer ball around or do something? They tend to just be there, you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, we like to pull out their natural behaviors, and I think, unfortunately, for our soccer kick ball kicking people who want that, these guys tend to browse for about 50% of the day. So what we're trying to do is kind of mimic that and have them browsing in captive management for at least 50% of the day. And then you gotta catch some cat naps in there. You know, if little calves need a lot of sleep. So in between eating, nursing, definitely we do see a lot of play behaviors with her and mom. For Hazina, she does a lot of sparring where she thinks she's a big kid all of a sudden. But
oh, interesting. Yeah.
Generally, eating and sleeping are the keys.
You said browsing. Browsing? Does that just mean walking around? What is browsing?
So browsing is basically eating off of trees. So you see that with our giraffes, black rhinos, they have a hook lip. And so that's one way to differentiate between black rhinos and white rhinos, the two African species. Black rhinos have a hook lip, and they're about 3,000 pounds, so on the smaller side. And the white rhinos are grazers, which means that they graze from the grasses. So think about your lawnmower, essentially. And so they have a really wide, flat lip, and so they kind of pluck the grass. So those are the two feeding styles that we see with rhinos. Browsers, trees. Grazers, grass.
Cassie Kudelik is the curator of large mammals and carnivores at Lincoln Park Zoo. Well done, Cassie. Really interesting and really nice to talk to you today. Congratulations to everyone over there.
Thank you so much.
Lincoln Park Zoo, one of the great things about this city of Chicago.